Today we're looking at the book which has just been released by Richard Flanagan. It's called Toxic, and it looks at the Tasmanian salmon and aquaculture industries. And it's got a subtitle which you can tell us about in a minute, but I always get Richard and Martin Flanagan mixed up because they're both authors, and I think they're both Tasmanian, aren't they?
They are indeed. They are brothers.
Right, and this one's Richard, though.
This is Richard. So Martin, yes, very well known as a sporting journalist and a writer on sport. Richard, brother, largely known for his fiction writing, although he has written a couple of non-fiction books, of which this book, Toxic, is his newest book, yes.
Now, it's got a subtitle. It's something to do with the underbelly of the Tasmanian aquaculture industry.
That's right, Martin. The full subtitle is The Rotting Underbelly of the Tasmanian Salmon Industry, and that sums up the book pretty much, very, very succinctly. Richard, in this book, examines the salmon fishing industry, big salmon as he calls it, looks at the way the industry works from basically all points, from where it grows the hatcheries, where they grow the small, they breed the small fish, through to the actual big pens that we see out, you know, be they in Macquarie Harbour or in the Doncaster Channel or down around Tasman Peninsula. He looks at how the fish are fed, and the background as to sort of what goes into feeding them. And then he looks at the whole issue of the waste. And I think this is the really big issue that he explores.
So he's suggesting it's not as clean and green as we're being led to believe, or that we do believe.
No. This is part of the book, and he has been, you know, very, very detailed in his examination of just the fact that these fish are not as clean and green as the big salmon fishing companies would like to project.
Understandably, it's a bit controversial, and I think you actually called for people to ban eating Tasmanian salmon. That's a big call for a Tasmanian to make.
It is a big call. It is a big call, given that these companies do provide work for a lot of Tasmanians. But he's he puts together a very good case that what goes into the fish is not what you're thinking. They feed them fish food, and he gives a full background and history as to how the fish feed has changed over the last 20, 30 years, and is arguably not a very ecologically sustainable method of feeding your fish or making your fish into bigger fish. And he looks at the additives, like they have to put a special additive into the food to make the salmon have pink flesh.
Yes, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing, and how that has changed over the years. He's looked at stuff that was put into the early fish feeds, which overseas is now regarded as being carcinogenic, although the feed that is currently used, as I understand from his book, that's no longer done.
No, but some of it's produced at Wesley Vale by Biomar, and that's completely natural as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, well, certainly Biomar are one of the big companies, and their name comes up in this book. But it's an interesting read, and it certainly does make you stop and think about what happens in the process, and the fact that the fish have to be washed periodically so that they don't get algae amoebic growth on them and problems with their gills. And so there's this whole issue of the huge volumes of fresh water that have to be used to cleanse the fish when they're in the pens, and then what happens to that fresh water once it's been used and is dirty. It does open your eyes to the whole structure of the industry. In fact, Richard is quite open in the book in that he's not against salmon fishing as such, but he is vehemently against the way it's currently being run and the way there's, in his view, nowhere near enough oversight by both the government and the bureaucratic authority.
I'm glad he goes that way, because it's okay to be critical and say this needs to change, but then you need to say how we can affect that change. So he's got a few suggestions there, has he?
Yes, he has, but looking very much into the future. He'd be quite happy for salmon fishing to take place if it was done properly and the companies obeyed rules and regulations and the rules and regulations were policed, which he's of the view that no, they're not, and that the regulations that are in place are way too lax.
Yeah. Like I said, it's controversial and a lot of people aren't going to agree with it. The timing of it, it came out, I think, 3 weeks into the election campaign, and you're telling me off air, though, that was totally coincidental.
That was a pure fluke. Yeah, no, Penguin Random House had this book scheduled for publication on the day that it was released. They'd gone through a very, very long process in getting this book ready for publication, and they had no knowledge that the Premier was going to make an announcement, and likewise, as far as Penguin Random House were aware, they hadn't. The Premier had no knowledge that their book was coming out. So it was just an extraordinary coincidence that something as controversial as this, and politically speaking, a bit of a hot potato, just happened to coincide.
Mm. Yeah. Be interesting to see what sort of response we get from the government on some of the claims that have been made. Of course, we've got to form the government first, and that'll happen over the next few weeks. But it sounds like it's a book that everyone should have a good look at.
Yeah, they should. They should have a read, and you can make your own judgments once you've read it. But it does provide some very interesting food for thought.
Terrific. Tim, thanks for sharing it with us today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week with another Book of the Week.
We'll look forward to it, Martin.